Communities of color have been hit disproportionately hard by the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. The Oklahoma State Department of Health says they're working to get doses of the COVID-19 vaccine distributed equitably. One hurdle is vaccine hesitancy. Dr. Christopher Harris is chief resident of family and preventive medicine at OU's College of Medicine.
We have to remember the historical context, especially amongst minorities and African Americans throughout the country's history, dating all the way back to the Tuskegee experiment and to a multitude of other events, healthcare and non-healthcare related, up until present day.
The Tuskegee experiment was a decades-long unethical federal study of syphilis in black men in Alabama who were not informed of their infection or given treatment. Harris says it's important for healthcare providers and public health officials to come at vaccine hesitancy from a place of understanding and recognition that concerns are valid. There's also some skepticism in Indian country. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. appeared earlier this month on CBS News.
There is some hesitancy. People have to understand the history of Native Americans, and healthcare is by and large a history of the government of the United States attempting to provide healthcare directly and more often than not failing.
Hoskin says Cherokee Nation is using trusted messengers on the reservation to try to improve confidence in the vaccine.
More effective than the chief of the Cherokee Nation saying it, when we had those fluent speakers, many of them are revered elders, take the vaccine and smile about it, and we put that on social media, they were our most effective messengers. And I think I've seen some of the doubts melt away.
The state health department says more than one in five Oklahomans is not providing ethnicity information when registering for the vaccine. They're asking everyone to do so to help ensure they're reaching communities equitably. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.